Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. Welcome to Day 105. The FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 12 years old by next week. The Pfizer vaccine was authorized by the FDA for people over the age of 16 back in December, while Moderna is currently authorized for those ages 18 and up. Children now account for 22.4% of new coronavirus cases in the U.S. Meanwhile, the number of people getting their first COVID-19 vaccine dose has declined in at least 47 states as the country approaches 150 million vaccinated people. The average number of people getting their first or single-dose vaccine each day has fallen by about 50% from the April 13th peak. While the 11-day safety-based pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is partly responsible for the drop, health officials say the decline is the mark of a successful campaign, as the people most eager to get vaccinated have already gotten their shots. Biden set a July 4th goal for the country to have 160 million adults in the U.S. fully vaccinated, and 70% of adults having at least one vaccine shot. More than 56% of American adults have already received at least one dose of a vaccine, and nearly 105 million are fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, the White House will reallocate some COVID-19 doses away from states with lower demand to those where higher demand remains. States will continue to receive weekly vaccine allotments based on their populations, but the new policy puts unordered doses into a federal bank for other states to order from. States with greater demand for vaccines can request and receive up to 50% of their regular allocation. Previously, unordered doses carried over week to week. Moving on, America's new normal temperature is 1 degree hotter than it was 2 decades ago. This according to the NOAA's updated set of climate averages for the contiguous U.S. based on the 30-year period from 1991 to 2020. The 30-year average temperature for the contiguous U.S. hit a record high of 53.28 degrees. 20 years ago, normal was 52.3 degrees based on data from 1971 to the year 2000, and the average U.S. temperature for the 20th century was 52 degrees. The U.S. is not just hotter, but also wetter in the eastern and central parts of the nation and drier in the west than it was a decade ago. In Texas, more than 180 businesses, executives, and community leaders released letters calling for expanded voting access, saying they oppose any changes that would restrict eligible voters' access to the ballot. The letters criticized two voting bills currently advancing through the state's Republican-controlled legislature, including the reallocation of polling machines, limiting of early voting options, and adding criminal penalties to various parts of the election process. The group, called Fair Elections Texas, said in a statement, "These provisions, among others, will inevitably damage our competitiveness in attracting businesses and workers to Houston. Voter suppression is a stain on our reputation that could cost our region millions of dollars." And finally, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said Republican lawmakers are questioning whether Representative Liz Cheney can continue in her leadership role as she continues to criticize Trump and reject his false claims that the 2020 election was stolen. McCarthy said on Fox News, "I have heard from members concerned about her ability to carry out the job as conference chair to carry out the message. We all need to be working as one if we're able to win the majority." Cheney, the party's number three, accused Trump of poisoning U.S. democracy by repeating his false claims about the 2020 election and said that Republicans should not whitewash the January 6th Capitol riot, saying Trump's role in fomenting it is a line that cannot be crossed. During an off-air moment caught on a hot mic, McCarthy told Fox & Friends host Steve Doocy, "I think she's got real problems. I've had it with her. You know, I've lost confidence. Well, someone just has to bring a motion, but I assume that will probably take place." That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.